Hello everyone, welcome to the November 12th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for November 12th to November 19th and beyond. Not much changes in the sidereal zodiac this week, but there are some combinations that are getting more intense, and there is a new moon on Saturday, November 18th, at 2 degrees Scorpio. This Scorpio new moon kicks off the Hindu lunar month of Kartika, named for the nakshatra, lunar sign, Kritika, where the full moon would normally fall this time of year. Except that this year, the full moon for the month will be in Rohini, the nakshatra after Kritika. The energy of the lunar month takes on the flavor of both the birth sign of the month, as well as the significations of the lunar sign of the full moon of the month. The birth of the month occurs in Scorpio, the sign of secrets and investigations, which we certainly have had plenty of lately. And the full moon brings in the significations of Rohini. Now, this is interesting. Rohini is a character in Vedic mythology, a young woman, a girl, who was so beautiful, so alluring, so worth pursuing, that her own father, the god Brahma, couldn't help himself and chased after her. The other gods had to intervene to prevent celestial incest. So, that's one of the qualities of this lunar month. There are some other astrological items to be aware of this week. Venus, which has been transiting in Libra since the beginning of the month, is exactly conjunct Jupiter Monday, November 13th, at 13 degrees Libra. The conjunction of the planet of romance and the planet of opportunity in the sign of relationship certainly sounds promising. Venus specifically signifies young females. But there are some other kinds of results stemming from this combination. Venus is the planet of guidance and counsel, which includes everything from media pundits to lawyers. Jupiter is the planet of truth, justice, and the law. And Libra, the sign depicted by the balance scales, signifies weighing value and facts, evidence. And Venus, being young females and pleasure, is getting hooked up to Jupiter, the planet of morality and the truth. So, what have we had over the past couple of weeks? The juxtaposition of young females and the truth. Specifically, a relentless rollout of allegations and in some cases admissions of sexual predation by entertainers, politicians, CEOs, with the media spotlight shining brightly upon their misbehavior. The combination of Venus and Jupiter continues until Venus leaves Libra on November 26th, whereupon it enters Scorpio, the sign of investigations. And there are a couple of other things worth noting for this coming week. Mars moves into position to send its fourth house aspect, that is, a forward square aspect, to Pluto, exact on Sunday, November 19th. Pluto is the planet of destruction and rebirth. Mars is the planet of action and force. Pluto has a generational influence. In other words, its energy pertains to large-scale changes with long-range effects. The square aspect of Mars is inimical. It sends a challenging, threatening, aggressive attack on Pluto, which could signify something big, or the threat of it anyways. Pluto is thought to signify nuclear energy. Also, The Mercury-Mars-Parivartana yoga pattern that began back at the beginning of November is still in play this week. Mercury and Mars are in each other's signs and thus reinforcing the significations of their respective placements. Mercury, the planet of facts, in Scorpio, the sign of secrets and investigations, is getting a boost from Mars, planet of attack, in Virgo, the sign of analysis. That means that the constant stream of investigations will be continuing. Mercury and Mars stay in this arrangement until Mercury leaves on November 24th, whereupon it moves into Sagittarius, sign of personal beliefs, and immediately contacts Saturn, the reality check planet. More on that coming in next week's report. And now, before leaving you, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please show your support for this work by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.